The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully, and behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away and said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Come on down. Have a seat. How are you this morning? Good morning. It's good to see y'all this morning. I brought a balloon with me this morning. What can we do with the balloon? Blow it up. Yes, we can. Well, let's talk about blowing it up first, okay? A balloon is just a little bitty simple toy, but it can bring us a lot of happiness, can't it? Once we blow it up, what do we do with it sometimes? We can bounce it up. But when's the last time you've been to a birthday party? Did they have a bunch of balloons there?
Everywhere.
Right. I was at one yesterday evening, and there were balloons everywhere. Yes, sir. But sometimes they have balloons there. Sometimes they even have words written on them, like "Happy Birthday" or "Get well soon" if somebody's sick. And if you're really good, those long, skinny ones, you can blow them up, and you can twist them up, and you can make an animal out of them, right? Right. So they bring us a lot of happiness, but they can bring us sadness too. When are we sad? When they pop, right? Sometimes that even scares us, doesn't it? But that makes us sad. It disappoints us. Do you know that we're like a balloon? Ever think about that? Yes, sir? I know. You go, okay. But sometimes we get so puffed up with ourselves and we think we are so important. We think we are so great, and we think we're better than everybody else. Sometimes I say, "I am so smart. I'm smarter than anybody in my class. I am so good in sports. I can run faster than anybody. I'm in the band, and I can play my instrument better than anybody else." Well, we get all puffed up about our own importance. But sooner or later, something's going to happen. I'm not going to do it because it makes too much noise. But I'm supposed to. But all of the air goes out, right? Can you bring it back to me? Thank you. Jesus warned us that this could happen to us. The Bible teaches us that if we are too proud and think too highly of ourselves, we are headed for a fall. On the other hand, Jesus says, we need to be humble. That means we need to think more about other people than ourselves. And we need to realize that it's through God's strength that we are able to do great things. And we will realize that it is through God's strength that we will be able to do great things, and we will be given a place of honor in the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus isn't saying that it's not good to be smart, and it's not good to play an instrument, and it's not good to be good in sports. He's just telling us that we don't need to brag about it. We don't need to think we're more important than anybody else, okay? We need to think about other people. So from now on, when you see a balloon, I want you to remember that we should not become too puffed up with our own importance. We should not think that we're better than anybody else, or somebody will come along and bust our balloon. Y'all want to pray with me? Let's fold our hands. Fold your hands. Yoo-hoo. You on the end over there, Mr. Deezer. There you go. Jesus, help us to be humble. Remind us that whatever abilities we have are a gift from you, and that you are the one who deserves the praise. These things we pray in your holy name. Amen. Everybody gets a balloon.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Karen was talking about, people like to be on top. You know, they like to have the awards. They like to be the best in what they do. We like to be recognized. We want other people to be able to see us and be proud of us and look up to us. I know in when I was back in school, we would have put-downs. And a lot of times it was just in jest, but we'd put each other down. We'd say, you're lower than a snake's belly. Or, you're so low you have to reach up to tie your shoes. Or, you're so low you have to look up to be able to see down. And like I said, a lot of that was in jest, but a lot of time it got mean. If you remember back in junior high school, sometimes people could be pretty mean to each other with get the jealousy going with relationships and different things. But for the most part, people want to be recognized. They want to be noticed. They want to be looked up to. And, you know, we want to win the awards. We want to be the best in whatever we do. And competition isn't bad. Competition itself is not bad because it helps us to strive, to do better, to do more, to study harder. But at the same time, it can be devastating when we are not the best. And so what do? We try to put other people down. It goes back to that story of Adam and Eve. When they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they knew that they weren't supposed to, but they thought, well, if I eat this, then I can be as important as God. And I won't need God anymore. I can be independent. I will be the most important. But what happens when they get caught? God comes to Adam and says, what have you done? He says, it's not my fault. She made me do it. So he asked Eve, what's going on here? It's not my fault. That snake tricked me. We blame other people. We put other people down because we think if we put other people down, if we stomp them down, then we look higher. We're above that crowd. We're above that fray. But in effect, everybody is brought down. Jesus tells a parable this morning, and he says he's saying, put yourself in the lower place, and then you will be raised up. This parable can be looked at in several different ways. One is just the face value of it, of what Jesus is saying here. He's basically saying, just like your mom said, mind your manners. It's good to be polite. It's good to be reminded that we need to take care of each other, to honor each other. You know, just doing the simple things like holding the door open, helping somebody carry something, saying good morning, shaking somebody's hand, recognizing that they are there. We have that need. We have that need to be social. We have that need to be accepted.
We have that need to be recognized. And we like to hear the words of praise. We like to hear that we have made other people happy. We like to see other people happy. And when we do when we are polite, when we remember our manners, when we treat each other courteously, it's much more pleasant than grumpy people just griping about other people. It's much more pleasant when we recognize people as being people, as people who are important. And so we raise each other up when we treat each other well, to remember that they too are human beings who need that recognition as well. That there are no nobodies on this earth. Everyone is to be recognized. God recognizes everyone. So the simple reading of this is to remember that a lot of times the social norms are good. It's for us to follow. It makes for a more pleasant way of dealing with other people, to be kind. And so just remember that way. Another reading of this then is talking to us as followers of Christ, of who we are as children of God. God calls each and every one of us to be his children. And that's not only good for me, but it's also good for everyone else. This isn't about me. This is about others. What Jesus is talking about here when he tells this parable of lower yourself. Put yourself down. Humble yourself, in other words. Don't be grabbing for the biggest, the best always. Nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes that person who pushes and shoves to get their first place in the line. Nobody likes somebody who is going to be gossiping about you. That hurts everyone. Truths are not being told, and it hurts everyone. We don't like that person who is cruel, who will do anything to grab what they want. God calls us to follow the example of Jesus Christ. He calls us to be Christians. He calls us to be the followers of Christ, to humble ourselves, to remember what Christ has done for us, to remember that we are here to help one another. And when we lift each other up, everybody gets raised up. It's not about me, it's about community. How do we raise the community up? How do we raise each other up? If we see somebody hurting, help them. If we see somebody hungry, feed them. If we see somebody thirsty, give them something to drink. Jesus said, when you did it to one of the least of these, you have done it to me. And so we serve Christ by serving one another. We humble ourselves. And then we can also look at this parable in the deepest sense of it, because this is a story of Christ himself, of what God has done for us. God humbled himself in the most ultimate way. God took off his glory. He took off his power. He took off his sense of being almighty. And he came to this earth. God sent his son into this earth, and he was born in the most humble place, in some backwater town, born among the animals in a stable to poor parents. He didn't have a chance in life. People born that way just don't have much of a chance in life. But yet, that's the way that God chose to come to this earth, without anything, emptying himself completely. Jesus was raised. He learned a trade. But then again, too, he humbled himself. He gave all that up. He gave up his knowledge of his trade. He gave up the family who loved him to do his Father's will, to go out and minister to people, to go out and proclaim the kingdom of God. Jesus gave that up. He gave up what was comfortable to him. He gave up those things that made him feel at home, because he was home. But he left home. Jesus gave up those things in order to proclaim the kingdom of God. And while there, Jesus started to have a large following. He would teach and he would preach. People were fascinated by what he was saying. They also saw the miracles he performed, and thousands of people in some of the stories were following him, were flocking to him. And he got popular where he couldn't even move sometimes. The crowd was pressing in so hard around him. It did cause a fuss with the religious leaders. There was jealousy going on, and they were looking for ways again to put him down. If they put him down, then they think they are raised up once again. But Jesus didn't need to be put down, because Jesus himself humbled himself. He stooped down to the lowest of low in society. Here in this story, we see that he healed someone who had dropsy, who had withered limbs. He stooped down and he healed that person who had no rights and actually was looked at as being a sinner. Because in that day and time, they thought, if something was wrong with you, that you were being cursed by God because of sin. You had done some sin, or God had, or your parents had sinned, and so you are being punished. That dropsy is a punishment for your sin. And here Jesus says, you are forgiven, you are healed. Jesus stoops to the lowest of low. Jesus comes to us as well then too. He says, come, follow me. Come, give up all these things that you have, that you want to grab. All these accolades that you want to have. All these prizes that you think you have won. Come, leave those things behind. Come, follow me. Come, let's do ministry. Come, let's help other people. Come, let's raise other people up. And we do that by showing the love, the mercy, and the grace that God has shown to us. Because Jesus completely humbled himself. He was arrested. He was tried. He did not defend himself. And he was stripped naked and hung on a cross to die for the world to see. He gave up everything. He humbled himself even to the point of death. But because he humbled himself, he was also raised up. He was exalted. He was lifted back up and brought to his Father. And so he gives us that promise then too, that we too will be raised up. So these things on this earth really don't matter. What we are here for is to raise each other up. It's not the bottom line of our bank balance. It's not how many acres we own. It's not how big our vehicle is. It's not how many friends or followers we have on social media. It's about raising other people up. And that's who we are as Christians. That is our mission, is to proclaim that kingdom of God, proclaim that love, proclaim that acceptance that God has for us. We lift other people up when we humble ourselves. And eventually then too, we will be exalted to live with God forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.